السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. اللهم صل علی محمد عبدک ورسولک وصل علی المؤمنین والمؤمنات والمسلمین والمسلمات. اللهم الہمنا مراشد امورنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اما بعد. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الم تر الی الذی حاج ابراہیم فی ربه ان آتاه الله الملك اس قال ابراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال انا احيي واميت قال ابراهيم فان الله ياتي بالشمس من المشرق ياتي بالشمس فاتي بها من المغرب فبويت الذي كفر واللہ لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. صدق اللہ العظیم. ریسپیکٹڈ ایلڈرز اینڈ برادرز ان اسلام, فرائیڈے از اے ویری امپورٹنٹ ڈے ان لائف آف اے مسلم, اینڈ وی آر پلس مائنس 1446 ایئرس اوے فرام دا گولڈن ایئر آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Nobody is perfect. We all make mistakes. And I myself an ordinary student. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَاهُ. Not claim to be pious. Allah Ta'ala knows best who is pious. And there are senior citizens sitting in this gathering. There's ulama sitting in this gathering. I'm not in a position to give advice to the senior citizen ulama. But I'm just revising some of our lessons. And if I make any mistakes, you are most welcome to rectify my mistakes. Allah give me tawfiq of rectifying my mistakes, making sincere tawbah from our shortcomings, and become good practicing Muslims, inshallah al-Aziz. Today we are living in an age where technology has reached its peak. The social media, the various news channels, and the incidents that take place in different cities and countries of the world. Within seconds and minutes, the information is being circulated throughout the world. And many of us have a cell mobile phone with us. Everything there's use and there's abuse. You have a knife, you can use it in the kitchen to slice fruits, vegetables, to cut meat, etc. And that same knife could be used to commit murder. So similarly, the cell phone that we have, one is the various Darul Uloom that have the websites, the various ulama ikram have the websites. Just type in the name of the Darul Uloom or the name of that mufti and that alim, his advices will come on your phone within seconds and minutes. And many people are learning from the advices of our respected ulama ikram. We know the month of Shawwal is ending, and we will be in the month of Zilqa'dah and the month of Zilhijjah. In the month of Zilqa'dah and Hijjah, we remember Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam in abundance. The sacrifice where Allah told him to sacrifice his son Ismail alayhi salam. And Allah sent an animal from Jannah is a long incident. The other is many of our Muslim brothers and sisters that will be going for Hajj. May Allah grant them Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor, and they come back as better Muslims, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Now I want to speak on a different aspect of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, not relating to Qurban Eid al-Adha, and not actually related to the days of Hajj, etc. There's a philosophy that has been promoted by the non-Muslims and especially the political leaders in the Arab countries that we have an Abrahamic religion, an Abrahamic accord. In the name of to live with peace, unity, peace and harmony, coexistence, these flowery words are being used, that we can live with the non-Muslims, coexist and live with them. We must have one thing clear: we can live with the non-Muslim, do business with them honestly, but we cannot compromise our correct Islamic beliefs and practices. During the golden era of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam also, there was an arrogant and proud king by the name of Namrud. And during the golden era of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, people used to worship idols. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam gave da'wah to his people that you worship one Allah, don't worship the idols, or the Christians must not worship the cross, and Allah has created mankind and we have got certain rules regarding halal and haram. Certain actions are permissible, certain actions are haram. So the proud king Namrud, he had a debate with Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that debate is the ayah of the Quran in Para 3, Surah Baqarah, verse number 257. Allah Ta'ala says, Namrud told Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam told to the king and to all the people that Allah creates the world, the sky, the earth, the trees, the vegetables, all created by Allah. And life and death also come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A couple that makes nikah, and it is Allah subhanahu give the couple, make the wife pregnant, the mother, child. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاسًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ ذُكُورًا. Allah Ta'ala gives some couples female children, some couple male children, and some they don't get children at all. It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, life and death also come through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A baby is born through the command of Allah, and death comes also through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us intelligence to differentiate between right and wrong. Muslims are not allowed to commit suicide. You don't go in a busy railway track and say, you know what, that's going to come from Allah. If the train knocks me, it was the will of Allah. Allah gave you the intelligence that in the busy highway, you don't just cross the road. The vehicles are traveling at 120 speed, they'll knock you. So you use a pedestrian crossing to cross a busy street, etc. Or you wait for the robot to get red for the vehicles. And when the green signal comes for the pedestrians to walk, you cross the street that time. Now, if you don't follow the robot, when it's green for the vehicles to move, and you want to cross the street that time, and a vehicle knocks you, it is your stupidness and your foolishness. Similarly, we need to protect our masjid, madrasas, our homes, our businesses, our women, our children, etc. If the oppressive rulers want to come and attack us, within our means, one is you contact the local government police. We pay taxes to the government. And these taxes they are paying to the government, we require some basic services from them. And one of the basic services is that they must protect us from criminals, from robbers, thieves, etc. And sometimes if somebody have a licensed firearm and they protect our masjid, madrasas, our homes, and somebody comes to attack us, they use the firearm to defend themselves, to defend, protect our masjid, madrasas. And in the event they become shaheed, Allah's great reward for the shaheed and for the martyrs. and our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Palestine, Syria, different countries of the world, even in India, they are being exposed to oppressive rulers and white-collar criminals in the disguise of police and military. They want to assassinate our brothers and sisters. And whoever is giving their life, Allah grant them the highest rank in Jannah. So today also, if somebody says we live in peace and harmony, but we must also celebrate the non-Muslim days of celebration. We Muslim, we only come to the masjid and musalla for 5 times daily for as salah. We celebrate Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. We are not allowed to go to any non-Muslim places of worship, even for a wedding or for a funeral. We Muslims do not celebrate Christmas, we do not celebrate Diwali, we do not celebrate any non-Muslim days of celebration, and especially where words of shirk, ascribing partners to Allah have been mentioned, we don't participate in that. Now, in Para 17, Surah Anbiya, the second quarter, verses from 51 to say 17, nearly 20 ayats of the surah are dedicated to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam mission of giving dawat towards Tawheed. I'll just read a few ayats and I'll translate. Time is very, very short. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِي مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ قَالَ لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا بِالْحَقِّ أَمْ أَنْتَ مِنَ اللَّاعِبِينَ قَالَ بَلْ رَبُّكُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الَّذِي فَطَرَهُنَّ وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وتالله لأكيدن أصنامكم بعد أن تولوا مدبرين فجعلهم زجاجا إلا كبيرا لهم لعلهم إليه يرجعون قالوا من فعل هذا بآلهتنا إنه لمن الظالمين قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم صدق الله العظيم. نبي إبراهيم عليه السلام told his father and his parents, what are you worshipping these idols? The only reply they give is, we've seen our fathers and forefathers doing it. That is not the proof. Your fathers and forefathers may be Muslim, they didn't get the right education. Then it was a day of celebration for them. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam went to the temple and took an axe and broke all the idols and left the axe on the idol, on the big idol. Today we cannot do that. I'm not saying any of you all to do that now. We are living in non-Muslim countries where the rules, we say it's a democratic society. If somebody does that, you can get imprisoned and you can even get a life sentence by the non-Muslim judge. So I'm not asking you all to do that. But Ibrahim alayhi salam did that. And when the people returned, they asked, who did this? Everybody said Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam told them, ask the big idol, the axe is on his neck. All this is mentioned in Para 17, Surah Anbiya, all very authentic incident. So they said, the idol cannot hear, cannot see, cannot speak. How can we ask them? So Nabi Ibrahim trapped them in their own words, that you yourself saying, this idol cannot see, cannot hear, cannot speak. How can we worship? Anyway, to punish Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, they lit a huge fire. And the fire was so intense that even if the birds which are flying near it, it will burn to roast to death. And when the fire was lit, even the angels felt pity for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi Ibrahim, if you want, we can help you. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, if Allah has sent you, then you can, but otherwise, Allah is sufficient for me. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Then Allah ordered the fire, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِ بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. O fire, become cool and calm for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it's saying that that garden, Allah made that fire into a garden of Jannah. And no harm came to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Today also the Muslims that are suffering in different cities, countries of the world, especially in Palestine and Gaza and Syria and in India, etc. Allah make it comfortable for them and give, grant our shuhada martyrs the highest rank in Jannah. Now I relate a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallam, the last and final Nabi of Allah, there's no more Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الغناء يمت النفاق في القلب كما يمت الماء الزر. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned music creates hypocrisy in a person's heart, like how water cultivates the barren land. After rain, green crops grow, fruits, vegetables grow. When a person listens to music, outwardly he might be a Muslim, but his heart and mind, he'll have a desire to commit adultery, zina. In his heart and mind, he loves the dressing and the hairstyles of the musicians, etc. May Allah protect us. And this hadith is mentioned in Shu'ab al-Iman, Bayhaqi, hadith number 5100. Another hadith I'll read. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَنِي رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَأَمَرَنِي رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِمَحْقِ الْمَعَازِيفِ وَالْمَزَامِيرِ وَالْأَوْسَانِ وَالصَّلِيبِ وَأَمْرِ الْجَاحِلِيَّةِ الحديث. This hadith is mentioned Musnad Ahmad, hadith number 22,307. Our beloved Rasulullah came as a mercy to mankind and to show mankind what action will give us Jannah, paradise, and what action will take people towards Jahannam, hellfire. And Nabi Sam came to destroy musical instrument, the flute, etc., to destroy worshipping of idols, to destroy the cross worshipping, the incorrect beliefs of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he is not God and not the Son of God. And all actions of jahiliyyah, ignorance, where alcohol drinking was common, incest, adultery was common, burying of young daughters was common. And we got a beautiful religion to follow. We stick to our miracle partners and we stick to our deen. And today also, if you see how beautiful our deen of Islam is, our days of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, we read our Salah. We don't get involved in parties of music, dance, and alcohol and intoxicants. Alcohol, pork is haram from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Every Nabi told the people. And we make nikah, we don't have extramarital relationships, etc. If you see Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and the non-Muslim days of celebration, what goes on in the church, or after the church service, what goes on, and sometimes even the pastor is drunk on Christmas Day. And how can that religion be a correct religion? That in the church you're like an angel, the moment you step out, you with a bottle and with a prostitute and doing something wrong. These are general advices for education purposes. I'm not attacking a particular priest or particular person, but the newspaper articles, even the court judgments I read sometimes, that some of the non-Muslim pastors and priests, they have illicit relationship with their congregation. And some of them even had a homosexual relationship with their audience, etc. May Allah protect us. So we have rules and regulation. Our masjid, the imams, they guide us that females masjid salah at home, female must not come. And we have our afternoon maktab madrasas. The moment the children reach the age of 14, 15, age of puberty, girls must be in a separate class, boys must be in a separate class. And how we make parda from strange women, luster glasses, even young beardless boys, we mustn't be alone with them, must always be parda with them also. And وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. All avenues that lead to adultery, zina, we must abstain from. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing, especially our masjid, madrasas, must free from all types of sin.